Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is on fire, and the building's spire and roof have collapsed. This huge blaze is spreading rapidly through the 850-year-old Gothic building, a landmark that attracts an average 30,000 visitors a day. That's 13 million people a year. Notre Dame is in the midst of renovations, and some sections are under scaffolding. Some artworks, including bronze statues from the front, were removed just last week. Annette Young is a presenter at France 24. I spoke with her earlier from Paris. Annette, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Annette, Notre Dame survived two world wars largely unscathed. It must be profoundly shocking to Parisians to see it burning like this.
It is indeed, Fran, and I don't know if you've ever been to Paris. You will, if indeed you have, you know that Notre Dame is located on an island between the left and the right banks of Seine, Île de la Cité, and it is literally the very centre of the French capital. In fact, there's a bronze marker in front of the cathedral indicating as such, and it is the heart of the city. And I think for every Parisian, and certainly for every person who's ever come to Paris or knows Paris, you know, one second you think of the Eiffel Tower, the next you obviously think of the Notre Dame, a very iconic historic location, which means a lot, not only just to the French people in terms of national pride, but also in terms of the Catholic Church as well.
Yeah, there I have indeed been to Paris, and I have indeed been to Notre Dame, as 30,000 tourists a day go to Notre Dame. And these are heartbreaking pictures of the flames climbing the building's wooden lead spire as it then collapses. That part of the cathedral was built later in the 19th century, but there are other parts of the church that date back to the 12th and the 13th centuries. Do we know yet if the firefighters will be able to save those sections? How much of the cathedral will survive?
This is yet to be determined because the fire is still ongoing, and as I'm sure you're seeing and witnessing those live images being fed to TV and computer screens across the world, those, you know, you can still see the flames making their way up the two front towers as a result. And again, as you pointed out, yes, the spire itself, which came down within 45 minutes of the blaze happening, was built only in 1844. It was a replica of the medieval tower that had been there beforehand. It's the back part of the cathedral, the building's part, where you see those flying buttresses, mm-hmm. which itself, for anyone who loves history of architecture, knows that that indeed was an extraordinary feat on the part of those who built the cathedral. That is houses some of the most historic woodwork and artwork. And it does look like at this stage that most of that has been damaged or indeed lost.
So you can't say for sure, I imagine, but you're saying that a lot of the artwork, that stunning some of that stunning stained glass in the area with the stone buttresses, has been lost.
I imagine so. And again, you know, it's impossible to say because the blaze is still continuing, and at this stage, all they're trying to do is save whatever they can. But the speed of the fire and the fact that we're hearing reports that some of the staff and the priests were, you know, it moved so quickly that they were able to retrieve only very few, bits of artwork, gives you a sense of just how much must be damaged and what, you know, and how much indeed has been lost.
What happened, Annette? Do we know what happened? What time was this and how this fire began?
Well, at the moment, the Notre Dame Cathedral has been undergoing a renovation as such. In fact, only last week, cranes were coming in to remove the sort of 3-metre-high statues that on the top of the front entrance to send them down to a place in southwest of the country to be renovated. Having said that, we have had no official confirmation, but we are hearing through French media reports of people from within the fire service indicating that it was very likely linked to that renovation work. And certainly if you've been in and around Notre Dame the last few months, you would have seen a lot of scaffolding, you would have seen a lot of construction equipment, and obviously, you know, the Paris Prosecutor's Office, which has just opened an investigation into the blaze, they'll be looking to see whether indeed it was the source of the fire. In terms of when it happened around 10 to 7 this evening, right at peak hour, and it moved so quickly. that there were still apparently tourists in the building at that time, and they were just shunted out very quickly and everybody was told to evacuate. But the blaze within 20 to 30 minutes could be seen as far afield as Montmartre and other high points around the French capital.
And that would have been terrifying. I mean, when I went there a long time ago, I went up the bell tower, as do many tourists. Many people listening, I'm sure, have been up that bell tower. I don't know if you were caught up there when the fire started. That would have been pretty hairy. It's hard getting up and hard getting down. But they're famous, the 10 bells of Notre Dame. Any word on how the bell tower, if that's intact?
At this stage, we don't. And, of course, the other thing is, you know, we don't have any reports at this stage of injury or loss of life. And certainly, as you pointed out, given it's such a popular tourist location, we're now in springtime here where the days are longer, so, you know, it doesn't get dark until after 8:30. And there's no doubt, and we know for a fact, that there were a lot of people around the building at the time. So at this stage, we don't know exactly what has managed to survive or if indeed has survived.
Just finally, I imagine crowds have gathered. The French President Emmanuel Macron has arrived at the scene. This building, as you say, at the heart of the city of Paris. Has the President addressed the people yet?
Well, the ironic thing was he was to give a televised speech to the nation tonight at 8 o'clock to outline a series of reforms responding to those ongoing yellow vest protests. But once he heard of the fire, he cancelled that and headed down to the site of the fire, and obviously, you know, trying to get some idea of just the extent of damage. We're waiting to get, obviously, a complete statement from him and the Paris mayor. But, you know, it is a sort of ongoing developing story as such. So I'm not able to tell you at this stage what he has to say, except he did tweet. He didn't get to the Twitter account before Donald Trump, who was one of the first people to tweet about the fire, but he very shortly afterwards came on to say, you know, what a national catastrophe and disaster it was for the people of France, and that's what you saw on the faces of people, because it represents the very heart of not only this city, but of the country.
It's a great tragedy. I mean, it's just a building, I suppose, a beautiful building, and let's hope there is no loss of life, but nevertheless, a great tragedy for Parisians in particular. Annette Young, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Annette Young is a presenter on France 24. Joining us from Paris, the New York Times is quoting an official in Paris saying that firefighters aren't sure if this blaze can be contained. And the next hour, they say, will be crucial. If you haven't seen the images, they are heartbreaking, but you can see them on ABC News 24 or jump online and have a look. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 20 past 6.